emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Robert Eitoben is the president of J3 Strategies. It was the consultancy that worked with Adam Laxalt. I want to ask you about Laxalt as a candidate, because I think I agree with you that I thought he ran a really good campaign. I'm curious. He is much better than he was in the gubernatorial race, and I'm curious your thoughts on Adam Laxalt, how he did, how he performed as a candidate, and was he better than he was against Steve Sisolak?
Well, I mean, I think everyone grows, you know, and you know, you learn from mistakes. You know, they say you learn more from losses, and that was a tough loss in 18, but that was a much more difficult cycle, I think, in 18. He had a sitting Republican governor who was kind of behind the scenes backing the Democrat nominee, Sandoval backing Sisolak, and, you know, there were just a lot of a far different campaign, different obstacles there, headwinds in a Trump midterm, and you know, but he is an excellent campaigner. I mean, his very first campaign was 2014 when he ran for attorney general and pulled off one of the bigger upsets in Nevada history when he beat Ross Miller. There's not a single person in the state of Nevada who's had more money spent against him than Adam Laxalt. He ran against Ross Miller in that Reed machine in 14. And in 18 and again in 22. And this last race was a $200 million campaign, you know, with $120 million. You get a few dents under the hood of the car there, Kevin, when you have $120 million spent against you and you have, you know, a third of the resources to fight back. But he was very optimistic. He did run a very good campaign, disciplined campaign. You know, he's somebody who's intricately involved in the decision making of the campaign. That, you know, I've worked on campaigns for 30 years, and you know, some people are a little bit more standoffish, and you know, he's a nuts and bolts kind of guy, and I, you know, it's just as a friend of his, you know, forget being a consultant, and as a conservative, a movement conservative, you know, I just feel terrible that he won't be in the United States Senate. I mean, he would have been right there fighting these battles with, you know, the likes of Tom Cotton and Ted Cruz. There's not many conservatives in the ranks of the Republicans in the United States Senate. He would have been one, and he would have been a senator of action. You know, he in a body that's not known to move too quickly or to certainly advance conservative causes. We saw what he did in his 4 years as attorney general, fighting for conservative principles that we share. You know, he a six-year term, he would have been able to do tremendous good. So, you know, it is a tough loss. It's a tough loss for Nevada. It's a tough loss for the conservative movement. I don't know what, you know, you can point to a bunch of different things of what you would do different. But he ran a very, very good campaign, very disciplined campaign. You look around, I mean, you know, there's different scandals and, you know, slip ups and whatever, and like Herschel Walker in Georgia or Oz in Pennsylvania or Masters. I mean, we never really had the big scandal or, you know, anything like that hit us in this race, you know, and you always kind of prepare for it. We were so publicly exposed in that campaign, you know, dozens of interviews each week right off the bus. We had national media following us, local media. And so, you know, everyone's human, but he was really focused in this race. The messaging was, you know, was spot on. But at the end of the day, you know, we hit a cycle that, you know, like I said in your last segment, you know, just a really abysmal turnout, particularly from voters on our side.
When did you know it was not going to happen? You'd seen the internal polling. It was close, but you had a lead. You saw some of the public polling that said 4 and 5 points up. When did you know it was not going to happen? Was it election night? Was it before election night?
Absolutely not. I mean, before election night, we felt like we were going to win. Election night, we all went to bed at about 4 in the morning, up, you know, several thousand votes. And then the next day, I still felt like we could win. Wednesday, you know, then they started counting these mail ballots that were dropped off. And, you know, we were trying to get as much information as we could out of Joe Gloria and his office there on what was remaining. And, you know, those ballots just went so heavily against us. We saw our lead diminish Wednesday, then Thursday and Friday. It was probably Friday, Saturday when we knew how many ballots were left that she was going to overcome us. And there just wasn't a batch of ballots out there that was going to help us. The rurals got done counting their ballots. You know, there just weren't, you know, some of these counties, like I said, where Laxalt beat Masto 4 or 5 to 1, you know, they got their ballots counted. And while Clark just, you know, they were at 100,000 left to go, 90,000 left to go, 80,000. We were, you know, running the math all week long. And, you know, now she needs 63%. Now she needs 58% of the remaining. And that, as that number dropped, you know, you could see the tide turning against us very late in that week. So, you know, and I think the race was called, what, Saturday or Sunday after the election, you know, 4 or 5 days after. So it's a painful way to go through it.
That's the worst part of your job, isn't it? Having to go to a candidate and say, hey, there are no more votes to count. We're going to lose.
Well, he was watching it. You know, we were all watching it together very closely. And
wow.
Yeah, just, you know, sitting there waiting it out. And again, especially, you know, in a cycle like this. Look, in the summer after the Dobbs decision, Republicans lost a lot of momentum. But right about Labor Day, it turned around. And even, you know, even going into Election Day, Blake Masters looked like he was going to pull it off in Arizona. Oz looked like he had a chance to pull it off in Pennsylvania. You know, and Herschel Walker, we were all hoping he would pull it off, avoiding a runoff. He still obviously has an opportunity, and hopefully he does pull it off in their December 6th runoff. But, yeah, it's tough, you know, and it's like, how do you have a county of 2 million people and you can't count the final 100,000 votes in a day? You know, I mean, it took them days to get through those, you know, those final votes. And I don't know if it's a resources issue that, you know, they're going to have to get that figured out in Carson City. But it's no way to run an election. It's embarrassing when Florida, you know, a state of 20 million people, gets through their election. They call their elections the night, you know, before people even go to bed. By the time they wake up Wednesday morning, all the races are called. And in Nevada, we're going on 3, 4, 5 days. Arizona, same thing.
Yeah.
It's just it's embarrassing. So, you know, I hope they get that fixed.
Final question. I've only got a minute left. Will Adam Laxalt run again? There is a U.S. Senate race with Jackie Rosen coming up in 2 years.
You know, I don't know if he will run again. I don't think he'll be running in the next cycle. I'm not going to speak for him on that. You know, he indicated when he conceded the race to Senator Masto that he was going to go back to private life and private practice with his law firm, and I think that's what we're going to see him do through the next cycle. I do hope and I do believe he will stay engaged in politics. You know, he's got a very good friend, and President Trump, he co-chaired both of his races. He's got a very good friend in Ron DeSantis, who was a roommate of his in the Navy. Either one of those guys would be smart to snag Adam Laxalt up and put him on a national presidential campaign. He's a very talented guy. I think we're going to see a lot more of Adam Laxalt serving his country that he loves, his state that he loves, in years to come. But I wouldn't anticipate it being 2024.
Robert, always good to visit with you. You throw a great party up at the Corley Ranch, the Basque Fry. Hopefully you'll stay involved with that. I know I'm guessing that Adam will do the same. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Robert Eitoven, J3 Strategies, one of the brain trusts for the Adam Laxalt campaign. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a 135 as we check out your conditions right now on the area roadways. Couple of crashes to look out for right now. Westbound Desert Inn, that's at University Center. Used to be Swenson. Now they changed the name. Westbound Desert Inn at University Center. Also northbound Fort Apache at Tropicana. A fender bender there. We are seeing some slowing as you squeeze through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. 515 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. And remember the bridge maintenance, which is going on today. They're trying to make the bridges safer. Interstate 15 southbound, that's near Spring Mountain Road. Do expect delays all day through that area.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. NFL, the Raiders hosting the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday, riding a two-game win streak. Won both of those games in overtime. Las Vegas at 4-7. The Chargers are 6-5. They beat the Raiders back in week one. Josh Jacobs leading the NFL in rushing, had 229 yards in the Raiders' win against Seattle, including an 86-yard touchdown run in overtime to win the game. NHL, the Golden Knights will face the Pittsburgh Penguins on Thursday night, continuing their four-game road trip. Monday, they defeated the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2 in a shootout. Paul Connor with the shootout winner, and Logan Thompson made 26 saves. College basketball, UNLV off until Saturday. They'll take on San Diego. The Running Rebels now 7-0 after Saturday's win against Life Pacific. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Glad we had a chance to visit with Robert Eitoven, the president of J3 Strategies. He's a political consultant, but he's been a longtime friend of Adam Laxalt and was able to take us behind the scenes, especially in those final hours when you're counting votes and you, all of a sudden you run to the end of the line and you realize you don't have enough votes that are out there to end up winning the election. So, but I agree with Robert Eitoven. I think he's going to be out there. You know, if we ever make a change to the Nevada Republican Party, I could see him as the chair of the state party. I could see him doing a lot of things around the edges without having to run for office. And again, that's always out there for him. He's a relatively young man, and my guess is that he's going to be around for a long, long time to come. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space.
Let's get some contact with a test one.
as a strong part of the nation's defense. We are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, we've gotten through Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and today, I guess, is Giving Tuesday for charitable groups. And one thing, I guess, that we did discover, gentlemen, Jim Dallas, is guns are still very popular on Black Friday.
Yeah, it seems like instead of going out and getting maybe a new TV or something for the home, people are running out and they're getting their National Instant Criminal Background Check, so they can purchase a firearm in this country. The numbers were released yesterday, Kevin, on Black Friday. 192,749 people in this country, they went through that background check because they want to purchase a firearm. And to put that in perspective, that is the third highest amount in a single day in history. So a lot of people out there are trying to protect themselves because they watch Fox News, they see what's happening in the subways and even like in Idaho. I mean, who would have thought that would have happened in such a sleepy small town in Idaho? So a lot of people are stepping up and getting their background checks.
You know what's interesting, though, and I have anecdotal evidence, and I'm sure there is evidence out there from the feds, but that every time there is a change of leadership and a Democrat becomes president, or the Dems win the Senate or the House of Representatives, that invariably people run, not walk, to get their permits, to buy their weapons.
That is true. And they are saying now for 38 continuous months of background checks for firearm sales have exceeded 1 million a month.
Is that right?
For 38 months. So put that in perspective. And you have a political party out there that basically wants to take the Second Amendment away. That right that we have, a God-given right, given by God, not by any constitution, is just amazing.
And now the question is, with more mass shootings, are we going to see even more of an effort to clamp down on your right to keep and bear arms?
Well, and that's what people are worried about, and you kind of hope with the mixed Congress now that they won't be able to do that. But it only took, what, a dozen Republicans to go ahead and vote with the Democrats to push forward this gay marriage bill, which is going through right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's so close. The margins are so close. They only need like 5 or 6 defectors from the Republican side, and the Democrats can still get what they want.
Well, and that's why everybody is just deathly afraid of what the Dems will do in this lame duck session, the current lame duck session of Congress. In fact, Kevin McCarthy, let's go to cut 4 real quick. This is from Newsmax last night. Of what will the Democrats do in this lame duck session? Kevin McCarthy, the House minority leader, the Republican leader, who is soon to be Speaker of the House of Representatives. This is Kevin McCarthy from yesterday.
They have a lot to get done. Funding the government, the debt ceiling, and all these other liberal things. What do you think gets through in the lame duck session?
I'm not sure. They're wishing to do a big liberal wish list because they are losing the majority in the House after this last election. But as you know, Sean, that's still difficult to do. But we're trying to make sure we're able to fight back and stop that. They have spent enough money. They have spent too much money. And we're trying to stop, see what we're going forward till we can take over in January and put us back on a path to make not only an economy that's strong, but a border that is safe, a future that's built on freedom, a government that's accountable, but put us on a right path to have a balanced budget.
All right. Right now, let's talk about the speakership. I mean, that is the conversation. There are five Republicans who are publicly saying that they're not planning on voting for you. Several others are reportedly on the fence. What are you doing right now to win over their votes?
Well, it's not win over the votes. We're going to have to work as a conference together. We only have a five-seat majority. It's actually the complete difference of where the Democrats were exactly the same numbers. So we can do a lot, but we're going to have to work together to make that happen. You know, my goal when I became leader 4 years ago was we got to stop the Biden agenda, we have to win the majority, and we have to fire Nancy Pelosi. We were able to do all three. In each cycle, we were the only Republicans to actually win, not the Senate, not the governors. We've been able to win even in tough times. And now it's our opportunity to not only stop what Biden has been doing, but put us on the right path. And one of the things we talked a little bit about is we are just down at the border. You've watched what these Democrats have done with this border, wide open, more than 4 million people coming across. And if they get their way and lift Title 42, that means 13 million more people in the 2 years that Biden is president. That's why I call on the Secretary Mayorkas to resign. And if he doesn't resign, we will investigate what he has done. Not building the infrastructure, holding it up, not enforcing the laws that are on the books, and then lying to the American public that this border is secure. Not one border agent, I'd meet with all of them, would tell me this border is secure. They say it's the complete opposite. When we went to El Paso, we went under one bridge. Now think about this. This is one overpass that we're at. And in the last 7 weeks, 70,000 people have come across this border under that overpass, just one overpass. This has got to stop because we're finding people on the terrorist watch list. Fentanyl, which is the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45, this is where it's coming from. This is killing our next generation. And he's ignoring the problem of what we have, and he will no longer be able to ignore it come January 3rd.
Kevin McCarthy last night on Newsmax. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of the Misfits Poker League, every Sunday morning at 11. I was there, by the way, on Sunday. Had a lot of fun. Had a great breakfast. Won a little money. And I had just a great time. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New